The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Haas of Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
And this is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, welcome to our weekly show where every week on Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. we talk about real estate and mortgage and all things related.
That's right, and this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for us or our guests, give us a ring. You can hear a phone ringing right now. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Way to be prepared.
Yeah, there you go.
Get right on that call, will you?
Got it.
Okay. All right. So, folks, you may actually have reason to call today. We've got some pretty interesting guests on.
We do.
Yeah. If anyone happened to hear any of the show promotions for this last week, they got to hear about the slick people who'd be coming in this week.
That's right. We're talking oil tanks.
Oil slicks.
Oil slicks. Abandoned oil tanks. So we have Bob Warren and Cassandra Garcia here with State of Washington Department of Ecology. Mm-hmm. So
and
here to answer
not both of them in ecology.
Oh, I'm
they're two
sorry.
Different
Take
departments.
It back.
Yeah. Get yourself together there, mister.
Different groups.
Yeah, we got one from
Multiple
PLIA.
Experts.
Yes, and PLIA stands for Pollution Liability Insurance Agency.
Right.
Say that five times fast.
Pollution Liability Insurance Agency.
I just prefer PLIA.
Yeah, there you go.
It rolls off the tongue a little nicer.
Much easier.
PLIA. So anyway, yes, if you have questions about oil tanks today, now is your chance to get in on this conversation, because we definitely have the questions that we're going to put to them, but I know there's a lot of folks out there that still have actively used oil tanks, or maybe they've got one that they're not sure if it's decommissioned or not. Maybe people are thinking of buying. They don't even know that this situation exists out there. So we've got several things we're going to talk about today. But as most of our listeners know, we usually start off the day talking about market rate updates.
Oh, yeah.
And how are things looking now?
They're still volatile. Things are bouncing around on us.
Not smoothing out, huh?
You know, ever since the election, we've had some, you know, pretty good run up in rates to still historically low levels. But,
oh, yeah.
But about a half a percent higher than where we were, you know, about a month ago, month and a half ago.
And about how much more?
Yeah, so 30-year fixed rate today, the national average is hovering around 4.19%.
Okay.
So still a little bit over 4%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
15-year fixed rate is hovering around 3.4%.
Mm-hmm.
A FHA 30-year fixed rate hovering right around 3.875%.
Still pretty good on FHA.
A little
FHA.
Bit under 4%. Yep.
Okay.
And
happy to hear that.
You know, jumbo loans, these are loans that are going to be higher than around $540,500. Mm-hmm. Right now.
They're your elephant loans.
Right around 4.25%. So
4.25.
4.25.
Yeah, wow, they've really popped up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're up over that 4% mark.
Okay.
You know, not the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still better than both of our first mortgages.
Oh, heavens,
but
yes.
But still, you know, it's just if, you know, if people are thinking about making adjustments right now, they might want to think about it sooner rather than later.
Well, that's the thing that we've been kind of going back and forth watching this market, trying to figure out, is this temporary? Is it short term? Is it long term? Remember, a couple months ago, we did a show here, and we went back all the way to 1972 to answer the question, do presidential elections affect mortgage rates? And the answer was, clear back to 1972, with very few exceptions, not a lot. This time is one of the exceptions, and the perception is that
well, we also have an exceptional president-elect.
Well, we have lots going on.
No matter how you want to frame that.
Lots going on, but the perception, the reason rates are higher is because there's a belief that the incoming president will institute economic policies that will stimulate the economy. We're forecasting higher growth rates, and that's why the rates are going up. So along with that, Tomorrow, Wednesday.
That's right.
The Federal Open Market Committee meets the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Drum roll, please.
Yes, they'll be making an announcement on short-term interest rates. It is fully expected that they'll increase rates at least about 0.25% tomorrow. They'll make an announcement probably about 11:30 in the morning, something like that.
Right.
So what does that mean? Well, to long-term mortgage rates, not a lot. And matter of fact, the last time the Fed increased rates was a year ago, December.
Right.
They increased 0.25%. Interest rates actually went down the day after they made their increase. But it will affect short-term loans. If you have a loan that is tied to prime rate, especially, those would be home equity lines of credit, some types of car loans, commercial loans, things like that. Those will almost immediately be affected. And, so we will, expect to see that go up probably 0.25% tomorrow.
You know, I keep meaning to talk to you about a line of credit on my house. Should I be doing that, like, now?
Well, they're variable rates, so probably doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're kind of just going along for the ride on that.
Okay.
But if you are thinking about locking in a rate, though, refinancing, anything like that, my personal belief is that we've hit a new baseline for mortgage rates, that we're probably not going to go back down. We could possibly go a little bit higher, but I don't think we're going to go back down. You know, there could be exceptions if there's some sort of an extraordinary event that happens in the country.
I think when we get to next week, if I could ask you this, depending on what you see happen tomorrow.
Sure.
I know we talk about this every once in a while, but I don't want to necessarily take time for calculations this afternoon. But if we could get an idea of what that means for folks on terms of purchasing power, because I know that on the real estate side of things, the first thing that's going to happen is people are going to say, what's that do to my affordability?
Yes, absolutely.
If I'm buying, I mean, it's one thing if I'm doing a refinance or whatnot, but if I'm buying right now, especially when we've got this heated up market in our local area, what's that mean on my ability to get engaged in, let's say, you know, maybe it's one of those houses where there's multiple bids. And now that suddenly limits my maximum that I can go to.
How much is this really affecting my affordability?
Right, absolutely.
Which is a big concern.
Yeah.
And one other thing, and actually I forgot to talk about this last week, speaking of affordability, every year, the day, usually it's on Black Friday, the government announces new loan limits for areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we have increased our minimum loan limits for this area. We're actually taking applications now under new higher loan limits, and they'll be officially in effect in January, so next month.
We didn't talk about that? Somehow that sounds familiar.
No, I don't think we did.
Maybe we talked about it personally.
Yeah,
okay, I talked to you too much.
Could be.
Get out of my life. I need to talk to these other people in the studio with us.
That's right. Well, the good news is for King County, if you have a loan, the new loan limit is up to $592,250.
Oh, crikey.
So if you're at that level or below, you have what's called a conforming Fannie Mae loan. You're going to get the best interest rate.
But you know what? I totally understand why they have to do that, because when you look at what the average sale price is over in Bellevue, or you see what North Seattle's doing, new construction in town, even townhouses are starting in the 6s and 7s.
That's right. This is up over $50,000 from our current levels, which is at $540,000.
Okay.
So this is a good news for a lot of folks that maybe you're on that border between, do I need a jumbo loan? Do I need a conforming loan? I will tell you that conforming loans are much easier to qualify for compared to a jumbo loan.
Not the time to be unique.
Mm-mm.
Be conforming.
Be conforming.
Okay.
Be a conformist.
It's to your benefit on occasion to conform.
That's right. Oh, good heavens.
Yeah. I have too much fun with the words.
Yeah.
I love words. Sorry. Okay. All right. So we've gone through the market rates.
What about your market? What about the real estate market? What's going on there?
Holy smokes.
Nice and quiet, right?
Yeah. Every year when I have people like, oh, it must be so quiet because it's the holidays, I just...
You want to smack them?
Kind of. That does not put me in a festive mood when they say that to me. Because, you know, I mean, I do love this time of year, but it's also a highly stressful time of year, because what ends up happening for us is we're full of opportunities right now of people who are investors. I've got tons of investors that are trying to get things moving right now, or getting ready to do 1031 exchanges on properties. And in fact, that whole bunch of new things that are happening with the Seattle City Council on rentals is starting to bring a whole firestorm of yes. potential sales our direction for
Correct.
People who don't want to continue being landlords in the city. So yep. we've got several of those happening right now. And we've got a lot of relocation. This is the time of year that a lot of companies are trying to get somebody into the state so they can get them settled before they start in the workforce.
Really hitting it hard in the first quarter.
Yeah, we've got an incredible, I'm so glad that we grew our team as strong as we did this year, because we've got three licensees in the team and we are all staying very, very busy between going and running and listing property, going out and showing property. I mean, we're slammed right now in a positive way. I mean, can we still take on more clients? Yes, absolutely, because we also have administrative staff we've added this year. So they sure. take a lot of the paperwork load off of us. But and we're looking to bring in two more people next year because
right.
we're this busy. But it's continued to stay very, very hot. And in fact, actually, that's where Jen was just at. She's here in the studio with us, helping with the social media today and taking pictures and stuff for us. But she just came from putting a lockbox on a property that we're putting on market for one of those 1031 exchange clients. So it's going
and
on market this
week. What is a 1031 exchange?
1031 exchange is if you're an investor and you want to maybe move up or move laterally on ownership. Maybe you've already taken all of your deductions and you've phased out your entire amount of
depreciation
mm-hmm. things like that. Because you do kind of get to a certain limit where, you know, it can be great to have the cash flow, but if you're also trying to offset taxes, mm-hmm. you need that to be a property that maybe isn't
sure.
fully paid off and whatnot. So anyway, we have this gentleman who's putting a property on market that is probably prime for redevelopment. It's over kind of in the Jackson, Yesler, Mount Baker-ish
Excellent.
Area. So mm-hmm. that's going on market. If we get the go-ahead, he'll be on today.
Good.
Maybe tomorrow.
So you can use a 1031 to sell a home and then
yes.
transfer those gains into mm-hmm. a new property.
Tax-free.
As long as it's tax-free or tax-deferred, as mm-hmm. long as you purchase, you got to follow all the rules.
Yes.
You can't touch
Lots of
the
rules.
Money. The money goes to an exchange facilitator.
Yeah, if you
touch they
the
hold
money,
the
it's
money.
Boot.
Then you buy
Which,
the
by
home
the way,
and you have a
I'm wearing
time
boots today.
Hey, good job.
So,
so it's an excellent way to save a lot of money in taxes or at
yes,
least
it is.
Delay having to pay.
Yeah,
it.
Possibly delay. And if you do your estate planning correct, may never have to pay it at all.
You never know. You
yeah.
never know. Excellent. So,
yeah, but you got to plan. You got to
right.
be a good planner, which is why we'll have planners back on. You know, coming on some of the upcoming
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. We'll have to have yeah. a show on that. Let's talk about that.
All right. Well, when we come in after the break, we're going to get into the slick resources that we have here in the room with us from Department of Ecology and PLIA. We're going to be talking about oil tanks. So call us 866-712-1300 with your questions.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.